BigTalkRadio.com.
The Ayatollah of rock and roll, and you are listening to WTR Sunday Night.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio, breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling.
The boss is back!
Just in case you've forgotten,
Triple H is my favorite wrestler.
You were an ass long before I made one out of you.
With your host, Tim Stein.
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
Mace.
Good. Bad. I'm the guy with the gun.
Omega.
Mo! Bloody Mo! We're not supposed to talk about the Bloody Mo, but there's the Bloody Mo winking me in the face.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Yo, C-Bitch. Let's go.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge. And you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yo, I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? Huh? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake. And you know what you're listening to? You're listening to Wild Talk.
Hey, this is former WWE Superstar Shawn Michaels, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
That's why they're trying to cage me.
Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And as you know, here on WTR, on the nights of major wrestling events from major wrestling promotions, we like to start an hour later than usual. Which is why we're starting now. This is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the WTR Network. Joining me tonight, we have Mace.
Shh. There's spoilers around. I don't want to hear them.
Hide.
I'm trying. Goddamn Twitter.
I heard there's zombies on this episode.
God damn it.
It's ruined now. Now you don't have to be scared.
No, you just ruined the episode for me. Thank you very much.
Anytime. And of course, as usual, we also have the one and only Tim Stein, who didn't give me a Bruce Campbell quote.
No, this time, this week, you were the mole quote. Next week, who knows, maybe it'll be Rock or me who get the mole.
I've already been the mole.
Oh, you've been the mole, so it could be Mace or me.
No, I'm never the mole.
Yeah, well, next week you might be.
No, you're not changing that goddamn quote.
Oh, you liked the quote that I gave you?
Damn right, Bruce Campbell at his most awesome.
Good. Bad. I'm the one with the gun. Yeah, actually, when I was putting that together, and yes, I put the intro together for the second week in a row, I was actually speaking with Rock about what quote to give you. Mm-hmm. What was the other one?
The one you used for me, whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, which one did I use for you again?
The Shebitch.
Hey,
one?
Shebitch, yeah. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yo, Shebitch, let's go. Worked for me.
Yes, yes, it did, too. So,
yes, it was fun. And I don't know, I just got into this mode where I've decided that you never know if I'm going to produce a new intro from 1 week to the next from now on, and I'm going to do movie theme.
He's being productive, everybody. You know what that means. It's hockey season.
It must be. By the way, congratulations to Sir Rockin, who happens to be leading at the moment in the Go NHL Fantasy Hockey League, brought to you by the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yay!
Yeah, you're in the lead by like point.
Yeah. Well, my fantasy team in football is not doing so well, but the Eagles are winning. That's always good.
So yeah, that's a good thing. Congratulations. Yay.
Yeah, because they're playing right now. So
there you go. Oh yeah, this just keeping one eye on everything. You actually tonight's games. I'm just looking for it. Where is fault? There it is. You've got 1 point.
Woohoo.
I've got 1 point.
His boo?
Kane Kittens has no points. There are only two games today. One of them is already over with, and the second one is just getting underway, and that's Winnipeg and Los Angeles. So, now, for those of you who don't care about hockey, let's talk wrestling.
Before we get into wrestling, Kane Kittens is probably having a cigarette because his Cowboys won today.
Oh, my God, no. Hell did freeze over.
They beat the Seahawks in Seattle. It's kind of a big deal. He's probably having many cigarettes, to, you know.
Okay, well, there's another reason for me to...
I was wondering why it was called down here.
Yeah, no, there's another reason for me to be pissed off at Kane Kittens.
There are many reasons to be pissed off at him, but, you know.
Because the Cowboys beat the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. No, that is not... Global warming is real, kids.
And Tony Romo played well.
Screw Tony Romo. Tony Romo. To hell with Tony Romo. We are not governed by the FCC, so those of you who might be listening for the first time, we're not censored. We're uncensored. Politically incorrect and proud. I can't say politically incorrect and proud.
And damn proud of it.
Thank you very much. There you go.
That's how the quote goes.
So, shall we jump into it?
Well,
I take it by yourself.
We'd be wasting time if we didn't.
Yeah, well, you know, nobody cares about TNA's Bound for Glory happening in Japan right now, so let's...
Okay, hold on. Before we get too far into that, I actually got a chance to check out some of it before the show.
You watched it in French or whatever.
I watched it in with some European commentary. It was great. It wasn't even like being at a TNA show.
So it made it better.
It did. It's a four-sided ring. It's a Wrestle 1 ring from Japan. Very small entrance. The good mix of Japanese guys with the TNA talent. It made it feel like it wasn't a TNA show, that you were watching like a special Wrestle 1.
Ah.
And the fact that I didn't have to listen to Taz and Mike today just made it even better. Because I could concentrate on the wrestling instead of trying to plug my ears going, ah!
Well, I'm sure that if you and I were to get together and do play-by-play and commentary, Mace, we could make TNA more entertaining.
We tried that once before, remember? The audio didn't sync.
Well, that's just because we were watching it at two different points of the video. But if we were able to, like, watch it at the same time and then do the play-by-play and commentary, it would go well.
Possibly.
Absolutely possibly. Yeah. So, all right, let's dive into it. Everybody, welcome to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thank you for joining us, especially those Canadians who are suffering from, right now, the majority of them, probably an overdose of turkey. It's Canadian Thanksgiving, so happy Thanksgiving, Canada. That being said, let's go to Mace. And find out what your win for the week was.
Oh, can I preface this one?
Go ahead.
I'll start with a special mention because I just want to sort of prepare you guys. Special mention goes out to the opening segment of SmackDown. So yes, I have watched SmackDown twice in 1 year.
Are your socks still on?
Are you sitting down for that one?
My heart is beating irregularly.
So the opening segment of SmackDown 15, I got a good chuckle out of that, especially the interaction between Adam Rose and Stephanie McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
When she places him in a match against Kane and then says hit his music and dances like a drunken 16-year-old. That was that was hilarious. Plus, adding on top of that, Johnny Ace and Teddy Long going against each other, like upping each other on a tag match. Oh,
no, you can't beat Tay Long on a tag. You can't beat Tay Long on a tag.
No,
you can't have a 15-man tag match. What are you doing?
I know he was, but the thing is, Teddy explained it, and it makes sense considering
and it worked perfectly.
Hornswoggle and Torito is half a guy. You know, that's that's 15.
A little demeaning, but yeah.
I had to kind of explain that to Rock too, but yeah.
I like the Tito Santana mention as well, just for no reason whatsoever.
Just right out of the blue. I mean, boom, last time I heard anything about Tito Santana was 2007 out in Spray Lake Arena in Cochrane here.
Yeah. Okay, everybody, just take a moment. Make sure you're holding on to your seats.
Uh-oh. What are you doing?
My actual win for the week?
Yeah.
The Rock on Raw and SmackDown.
I knew that was coming. I don't know why. I just heard somebody fall over dead.
That would have probably been Omega.
Left arm's numb.
So, yeah. I actually enjoyed The Rock. Basically, he's... I don't want to go too much into it because I know it's like our segment coming up, but he did great with Rusev, and it was just very, very amusing, the interaction between him and Triple H on SmackDown.
Oh, it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay. That's all I'll say at this stage.
Okay, yeah, we're going to be getting into a lot of stuff.
Do we need to take a quick break so everybody can recover? And you know,
no, they're just going to have to deal with it. We're going to muscle through here. Okay, so that was your win. Omega, what was yours?
I'm okay. I popped a nitroglycerin. about 2 hours.
Okay.
See, that would have been mine too. Complete with the honorable mention to the Teddy Long segment on SmackDown. Because I will admit, I tuned into SmackDown just to see Teddy Long book one last tag match.
You lived that long.
No, I'll give it to Dean Ambrose. Just for the sheer what the fuck this week.
What, for the sheer what the what?
Fuck. It's a 4-letter Anglo-Saxon word.
Okay. Does it really stand for unlawful carnal knowledge?
No. It's actually
an urban myth.
It actually no. It actually means to hit.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I just fucked my desk.
And clip.
That's the original meaning. I mean, originally, fuck was slang for a love tap.
Mm-hmm.
Then it took on a completely new meaning, and now it's all over the fucking place.
And in the 18th century, if you had awful intercourse, you could expect a second date. You're wondering what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
yeah, you don't watch Sleepy Hollow. Never mind. Move on.
No, Teen was all over the place. This was like, just aside from just... He's really good at just being really random, and he actually is unpredictable. Like, he's got John Cena in his face, and he goes, "I'm gonna get a hot dog,"
yeah.
And fucks off to Coney Island.
Okay, well, hey, wait, how come there was no mashup like we're used to seeing when stuff like this happens? Nah, I'm gonna go get a hot dog.
Just walk the hell out. We got footage of him hopping on the subway. He just left.
Yeah, but then he came back with a hot dog cart.
Hot dog cart and picked up holsters on the way just so he could hide the ketchup and mustard.
You notice the ketchup was in the right holster and the mustard was in the left holster.
Why?
I have no idea. I was just pointing that out, like there was some significance to it or something.
Thank you, Captain Obsessive Compulsive.
OCD, that's me.
Randy Orton's the guy who once took out most of the Raw locker room with Cena.
Yep.
Now he's been defeated by ketchup. he got hit by mustard.
By the end of the segment, he had bull smeared all over him, but the majority was mustard.
For a while, he looked like gold dust.
Oh my God, you're right. The only thing missing was the black, which would have been the charcoal from the hot dogs had they been barbecued.
Well, they weren't because it's a hot dog cart.
And they were steamed. That's why I said had. Right. Okay, so that's your one for the week. It turns out my one for the week. You see, this is where Mace screwed me up because I was going to say, hey, Mace, what did you say what your win for the week was again?
That would be The
it
Rock.
It doesn't matter what your win is. But that really sucked on my part, so I won't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you and me both. I just, like, I didn't see any spoilers. I didn't see any, you know, any news reports or anything about Dwayne Johnson being in New York. And I'm sitting at the computer working, you know, whatever it was I was working on. Got Raw playing, and then, oh, Rusev's coming out and cutting a promo because Big Show had to apologize, and he's taking sensitivity training, blah, blah, blah. If you smell, what the? No way. That was my exact reaction, and I said it out loud. So, yeah.
I tuned out. Like, I had my back turned. I was working on something on the computer. It's white noise when Lana and Rusev come out at this point. And then the music hits, and I almost got whiplash.
What? Yeah, oh, that kind of was painful, wasn't it? More or less. Yeah,
I saw that he was in New York.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, I didn't even see that much. And I mentioned my surprise to Rock when talking on Skype. And he said, well, the rumor was he was in New York. So, like, Rock is like, oh, I'm all jaded because I figured that was going to happen because I read on PW Mania that Rock was going to be in New York. So I figured he's going to be there. Worst finish ever. So, yeah, but he's being all smug about it. I'm thinking, well, fuck you, Rock.
Well, that's, yeah. No, I got something to say about that, but we might actually hold off until the actual segment.
We get to it, yeah. But, yeah, so that's my win for the week. Mace, seeing as you're the last one to pipe up, what's your fail?
I got equal on this one. El Torito versus Hornswoggle and the main event of Raw.
Okay.
Both were just terrible. Like, the midgets match was that terrible. Even the crowd was piping up on that one. Hmm. And the main event, I'm just so sick of Cena versus Cena. And, well, when it was booked, it was Cena and partner versus combination of either Randy Orton, Kane, and Seth Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
This has been done to death every single week. I am so fucking over it.
Okay. Omega, your turn.
Dixie Carter can eat a bag of dicks.
So your fail for the week, I'm assuming, is Dixie Carter's tweet.
For those who don't know, the typhoon that's currently over Japan, that's about equivalent of a Cat 5 hurricane. This is not a storm where hopefully no one will get hurt. This is a storm where people will die. This is a storm that will cause, you know, hundreds of millions in damage.
And by the way, because I know he's listening, Nick, be careful, brother.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, shit, yeah. Nick's up in Japan right now, isn't he?
Yes, he lives in Japan.
Yeah,
basically, if something happens to Nick, I lose a friend, Omega loses contact for Japanese goods.
But I'm up $30.
And he's up $30. So, yeah, Nick is NDD37 in the chat room, isn't he?
Correct.
Yeah, well, shout out to Nick. Hope that you're staying safe and don't try to fly kites right now.
God damn it, Tim.
Well, I'm trying to
have a talk about this.
Yeah, I mean, you pull out Dex, he can eat a bag of Dex, and then I wind up doing something just as bad. Well, okay, no, what I did was not as bad. It was just in bad taste. My fail for the week happens to be Kathy Lee and Huda. Is that her name? Huda? Guda? Bruda?
Who cares?
Like, why the hell is WWE bringing in people that nobody in the WWE universe cares to see, and has absolutely no connection with the WWE universe. Is this because of the Susan G. Komen breast cancer thing that the WWE is involved in this month? Because they could have gotten somebody else better, more appealing.
I had that segment on mute. And just out of morbid curiosity, I turned from my monitor to look at the TV to see what was going on, and Kathy Lee was getting a champagne bottle spanked into her ass.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently Kathy Lee and Uhuda both wrote that segment themselves. And they were absolutely making fun of the WWE, their fans, and what they did on Tuesday on their show. And it's like, it's just, the whole thing's just to, you know, shake my head. SMH, as the kids say. Or type. Or text. Or stuff like that. I mean, that has got to be worse than anything dumb they did on any program this week.
Fuck those self-promoting cunts.
You and your language. Jeez. You know, when you leave Australia and come to Canada, you can't say that word here.
Who says I'm going to Canada?
Oh, I'm just saying. All right, so there it is.
Dixie Carter can eat a bag of dicks, and then Kathy Lee can choke on the pubes.
Ugh, gross. Okay, so that's our win and fail for the week. Now we're going to dive into some odds and ends before we take a first break of the evening. Kurt Angle is a free agent. You want to see him come back to WWE or what?
You know what? Just so that that group of people that sits in every part of every WWE Facebook page or something that goes, Kurt Angle needs to come back. Yeah, okay. Bring him back for a little bit. Shut them up. Fuck him off again. Dude is extremely injury prone, but he might have at least one good match left in him. Use that good match. Make your money. Send him on his way.
So you would be in favor of an extremely limited run?
Yes.
Okay, what about you, Omega? How do you feel?
I think he'd do well as a sideline player, someone you can bring in for a rare match. Maybe not. I think he's got more than one good match in him.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, when you got someone like Rusev on an undefeated streak, that's who you need. Because you've already gone through We the People. We've already gone through, you know, the World's Strongest Man, you know, the would-be Olympian, and then but if we had the Olympian,
mm-hmm.
there's your perfect obstacle. I mean, I'm not saying Angle and Rusev in a match, but you know, if you pick, you know, you could have Angle hand pick someone to do it. And you could play it up better than that.
Well, you look at what happened this week when they brought The Rock back to cut a promo against Russo. Could you imagine what the pop would be if all of a sudden you hear Kurt Angle's music out of nowhere? Like, with the same type of secrecy. Like, you don't hear a damn thing about Angle signing. You don't hear about him in talks. You don't hear about him being in the same state, city, location, anything. Just all of a sudden that music hits, out comes Angle. You would have the fans, their heads would explode with excitement. And it'd be the perfect kappa for this whole Rusev thing.
That would be, well, damned awesome.
That would work. That would so work.
It would. I mean, my goodness.
Yes. So Kurt Angle, good idea. Limited run. Put him against Rusev. Okay, go. We expect our creative checks next week.
There you go. So, me personally speaking, let's see Kurt Angle do something in WWE long enough just to put him in the Hall of Fame next year.
All he really needs to do is sign a Legends contract, and they can do that.
Well, yeah, I know. But, you know, if you're going to bring Kurt Angle into the Hall of Fame, you might as well
you know, have them do something limited. I mean, they're going to be doing that with Sting, right? So, probably by January.
Yeah, let's hope they don't go with the match that I heard that they were going to go with Sting. That's just, no. Sting versus Hogan at WrestleMania.
Please do not waste his last match.
I still say, and you know, this was Omega's idea, Sting versus Michaels. That's the match. But anyway.
Well, that'd be interesting too. What can you do about it, right? But, so yeah, bring Kurt Angle in, let him work a couple of months, and then put him in the Hall of Fame and send him on his way. That's, you know, my thinking anyway. You like the idea of a 40-man Royal Rumble coming back?
No. Absolutely not. I don't like the bragging factor of, oh, hey, I Alberto Del Rio, because it did him so well. But I hate having a heel that, or anyone really that can yammer on about how he beat, you know, 39 other men. Even though by the time he got in the ring, 25 of them had already been thrown over. It's just too long. You know, 30 is just like the perfect little length for the Rumble introductions. And then you stretch it out to 40 just for the sake of putting more people into the match. It just drags. Like that last 10 is just like exhausting.
You know, 40-man Royal Rumble. You know that's one of my all-time favorite matches is the Rumble. If it's not a regular thing, and if they just do it once in a blue moon, then I'm for it. And it, you know, it gives you can bring in guys from NXT to enter it, and it gives them a little bit more exposure in quote unquote the big stage.
It works if you're going to introduce somebody who's going to then work on the main roster. Yeah, they did it with Rusev not long after they brought him out and actually started him on the main roster. If you're doing that with, say, you know, five random people or something from the NXT roster, it then becomes a little bit overkill, especially when you put guys out there and you never see them again.
Mm-hmm. Or yeah, you bring back guys.
Well, look at what they did with that tag match a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Or almost a month ago now. You know, they had the guys come out and just go, you know, here's a tag match. Here's an idea of what we can do on NXT. Go watch NXT. But after that, there was no follow-up or anything. You know, if you're going to put these guys on the main stage, put them on the main stage. Don't use them as a little filler or something. Because then by the time you actually bring them out on the main stage, they're going to go, oh, yeah, I remember this guy. He was all right. You know, the follow-up needs to be constant, especially if you're going to do something in the Rumble. That's why you've got your legends. You know, that's why you got your guys you can bring back for a one-match deal. You put them in the Rumble. They can come in, do something awesome, and then go. You know, that's what the legends do. If you're going to use your younger roster, don't do it, because if you're going to bring them up. Don't.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sort of tease it and then go, we might bring them up in a year or two time.
Okay.
It's not fair on them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, you got a point there. But as far as returning a 40-man Rumble, if they do it like once every 18 months, could you guys stomach that?
18 months?
Yeah. Year and a half as opposed to once a year or once every 6 months or whatever.
Nah. No, I couldn't. No. I'm with Omega. I reckon the Rumble at 40 people just goes on for too long. Like, at the moment, you've got Rumbles that last an hour to an hour 20. That's even pushing it. You know, yeah. If you've got enough guys, the maximum you should have is enough guys in there to fill an hour of airtime. After that, it just becomes boring and drags on, and people just really don't care.
Not to mention, it's another one of those events that they're siphoning the prestige from for the sake of marketing and gimmick. You know, this year, Hell in a Cell, we're having Hell in a Cell just so, like, Seth Rollins, like, we're probably going to have a Hell in a Cell match just so John Cena can get his hands on Seth Rollins for the first time. Which is the exact opposite of what the Hell in a Cell used to be for. Because that became a yearly thing, we got this pay-per-view coming up, we're going to use it no matter what. It just became a thing that happens. It used to be something that it was supposed to be frightening. It's supposed to be like apocalyptic. This was how the feud ended when you wanted the other person dead.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're kind of going the same way with the Rumble. 30 is supposed to be the prestigious spot. Historically, 30 is the spot you want. And now for the second time, no, 30 doesn't mean shit. And if 30 wins this year, it still doesn't mean shit because it's not the magic 30. There's some elements where I think that needs to stay. You know, I felt the same way when the King of the Ring just became something where, like, the quarterfinals happened on Raw and they only had, like, two matches on pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to do something extra for the Rumble, like, the Rumble pay-per-view itself, to give it a bit more of, why not move what they usually do, or they try and do at WrestleMania, which is the Divas Battle Royal, as the opener to the Royal Rumble itself. You open the show with, say, a 10 Diva Battle Royal, do your matches in the middle, and then depending on how you want to do it, because it seems to vary year by year, you either have the main Royal Rumble as the headline, or you do Royal Rumble title match.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that way... If you want a little bit more rumble in the Royal Rumble, then use the Divas. Build your Divas division and use them as the opener. So you get two Royal Rumbles on the one card. Yes, no, maybe you go fuck yourself, Mace.
You can do a mid-card Battle Royal, too.
Yeah.
They leave that for the pre-show on WrestleMania weekend.
There you go. What's the biggest battle royal WWE has ever held?
40 men.
That's the biggest. They've never done any more than that.
Not to my knowledge. WCW used to do a 60 man, and that was fucking chaotic.
That's a little too much. But of course, WCW, the best thing they had going for them besides being a one-trick pony was War Games.
Yeah.
Who and didn't War Games?
I don't think anybody. But the thing is, like, when they did World War III, which was their three-ring 60-man battle royal, how many filler guys did they used to have on that? They used to have at least 20 or 30 fillers, depending on the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to try and cover action over three different rings. And then when it got down to the final 20 or something like that, they all converged into the center ring and then finished it off. It's like, really? It's just, oh.
Well, it was War Games that totally destroyed Davey Boy Smith's back, if I remember correctly.
No, I think that was just a standard Nitro. Because he fell into the trap door that the Warrior was using that year.
Yeah, that's right. He totally screwed it up on the trap door. Yeah. Well, hey, guys, we've been actually on the air for about 36 minutes. Why don't we take our first little time out here? 5 minutes, kids. Go and get some of your refreshments refreshed and such. And we'll be back in 5 minutes. You'll listen to WTR Sunday night. We'll be back right after this.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
This is your Pope, D'Angelo De Niro, and I'm going to make something perfectly clear to my congregation. When Pope is done pimp-slapping all of his opponents in the ring, and Pope likes to sit down and relax, he goes to youtube.com/MVG1211.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's boots to asses time.
From the big returns.
You gotta be kidding me! I see a ghost in Java! It's the Snake Roberts! What on earth? I've got chills out here!
To the shocking moments.
In case you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is a jab. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins out! He's assaulting Ambrose after he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply thebomb.com.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Hey, did you know that CB Radio is all over social media? Well, now you do, bitch asses. We are all over Facebook and Twitter. When it comes to Facebook, it's simple. Just go to facebook.com/cigarettebuttsandbandanas. All one word. It's not that difficult. Go ahead, enter it in your website address, fucking go to it, even search for it if you're really that lazy. Go to Facebook, search up at the top cigarette butts and bandanas. You know, it's not that difficult to find us and like us. Come on, you listen to us every week. Just fucking give us a like. We're all over Twitter, too. Every single one of us is on Twitter. You can follow the show at CB Radio WTR. That's the letter R, you know, Q-R-S. I just can't pronounce it. You know, I'm from Boston. Suit my bitches. After you follow the show, be sure to follow me, the Boston Badass himself, at Mr. Chris Loesch. L-O-E-S-C-H. All one word. That's in case you didn't know how to spell my last name. You can follow Rob Pox, you know, the godfather of extreme, at CB Radio G-O-E. And you can even follow Subway, who actually has got Twitter. He has a smartphone now and is on Twitter. So you can follow him, and hopefully he makes a little bit more sense there than he does on air, at X-Core Subway. Not that difficult, was it, people? Now stay a part of the fun and excitement that happens off the air, just as well as you do on the air, every Saturday night at midnight-ish, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio Network, and it is awesome.
Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Hey, check it out. I'm rewatching SummerSlam. Why? Because it was in the queue on my player. So I'm just letting it play. Yay, SummerSlam. Guys, we talked about it in our winner fail, at least Mason and I did. The Rock, he electrified Monday night. He returned with an unannounced showdown with Rusev. What do you guys think? What let's get your full reaction, Mace.
Well, how to really put this, considering most people who have listened to this show for quite a long time, especially last year, would remember my tirades against The Rock coming back as a part-timer and taking away time from, like, the guys who have worked their asses off, yada, yada, yada. All I can really say about this is parts of his promo aside, like the stuff, the complimenting Lana stuff and hitting on her, I could have done without, but you know, that's The Rock, so it's fair enough. I'll let him get away with it.
Well, you know, you brought up Lana. You cannot gloss over the
pretty much.
You know what I'm
talking. Yeah.
You can
exactly.
Good.
Could have done without the juvenile vodka up the stick the vodka bottle up a poutine.
Yeah.
Comment stuff like that, but overall it was very entertaining, very very well done. And the thing is, this is the type of thing I prefer the part-timers to do.
Yeah.
They came in, The Rock came in. He got Rusev more heat. Okay? He got Rusev over more as a heel. Same with Lana. This is what the guys who come in part-time should be doing. They should be getting the newer up-and-coming talent over in their respective roles.
Yeah. Well, let me ask.
That's why I enjoyed this.
Yeah, well, let me ask Omega, you too, Mace. In 5 minutes, did Rock do more to get Rusev over than feuding with Mark Henry or Jack Swagger or anything?
Absolutely.
Fuck yes.
Just in the audience's mind, it's about The Rock took the time to confront Rusev.
Uh-huh.
Just based on that alone, you think of all the other feuds going on, you think of all the other heels out there, The Rock comes and he wants to shut up Rusev.
Mm-hmm.
Just from a fan's perspective, that's enormous. Okay, of all the people, this is the one The Rock singles out. this is why The Rock is coming back to, you know, work the mic again. Not to mention, it was just a really strong segment.
No, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and the fact that you had somebody like Lana, who's very articulate in the way she speaks, but she places the hatred extremely well back onto the fans. To put her against somebody with the promo skills of The Rock, that's got to speak volumes about what she's been doing.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that she was able to hold her own against him on the microphone, that's something not many people, especially in this era of wrestling, are able to do. Especially considering, you know, The Rock comes in on a lot of these things and he's ad-libbing 90% of it. The fact that she was able to have such a quick mind to keep up with him. Absolutely mm-hmm. brilliant.
I didn't see it like that. I didn't see it like that.
What did you see it like, Omega?
I don't know. Lana just seemed to hit the same bullet points she always hits. I didn't see it as keeping up with Rock because it was clearly not improv. It was clearly just her same old bullet points, her one line. And, you know, there was one line fed to her so Rock could get his last line in, and I found it pretty standard.
Well,
watching both of them on the mic makes me realize Rock can't come back. Because mm-hmm. anytime he gets on the mic, he just shows how bad the new batch of talents are in comparison to what we used to have. It's not that they're bad on their own, but there's no one even remotely close to The Rock. You know, because if I want to see Rock jawjack with someone, I want to see it with Jericho.
Yeah, but Jericho's not around at the moment.
Yeah, but you think of back in the day, we had guys like Jericho and Austin, and even Triple H, that could stand toe-to-toe with The Rock promo-wise. You know, this is why I'm kind of mad on how Lana did, because Lana's going through the motions.
Hmm. I suppose you have a point there. Mind you, while you're saying, you know, we had all these guys, I'm just thinking, like, who else could The Rock have talked to that night? Mm-hmm. And instantly I thought, Ambrose.
Yes. Ambrose would be brilliant. Ambrose could do it.
Yeah. But like I said, like, every time The Rock comes back, he shows how underdeveloped the mic skills of today's talent is. Which is a real shame, because that used to be a way a lot of guys would get over if you weren't able to get over in the ring. At least you had a gimmick and you could talk well. But no, this is what happens when you go to a cookie cutter system and everybody does the exact same shit.
I will say, appearances like this is when The Rock wins back some respect for me.
Yeah.
Because we know he was in town to do business with Time Warner. You know, he wasn't flown in by the WWE. He wasn't written into the scripts as a Sunday night. You know, he was in town. They asked him to do it, and he did it. He didn't have any reason to do it. He was not there to do it. It was out of his way. It had nothing to do with why he was there. But he still went and did it.
He just, like, sure, I'll do it. Why not? And that was a great pop. And, you know, I made fun of Rock earlier on tonight about him being all jaded and shit like that. But, you know that there were people out there thinking, oh, Rock's going to show up because he's in New York now. This is what bugs me about these, you know, dirt sheets.
Yeah, and CM Punk's going to be there because they're in Chicago.
Yeah, you know, but I tell you, it's like, Omega, you're in the same boat as me, except, yeah, you read he was in New York, big deal, whatever. You tuned out, didn't expect anything, and then all of a sudden his music hits, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, I saw the tweet from him with the picture that he's at Time Warner. I'm like, oh, cool, he's at Time Warner. Of course, my brain didn't click that's in the same city. So when he came out, I'm like, okay, holy shit, this will be interesting. I didn't get whiplash like Omega.
Well, I was looking, my head was turned about 120 degrees from where my TV is.
Yeah. So, yeah, that would definitely give you some whiplash. But in terms of people who go, oh, I saw it coming, and especially the ones that I started seeing all over fucking Twitter and Facebook of, oh, all the same people that hated him for coming back and winning the world title are loving him now. It's two different situations, you fucking morons. This was a one-time deal. This wasn't him coming back, a planned comeback to win the belt and carry it through to WrestleMania so he could have another match with Cena that he's already had at one time before, but it's only one time in history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if this is something that turns around and goes, okay, we're going to milk this and we're going to have The Rock show up every month via satellite to have a go at Rusev and Lana and this, that, and the other, then yeah, I'd probably be in the same mindset I was when he came back and won the world title. But because this was a one-shot deal, he would just happen to be in the area, they wrote him in at the last second, got over a younger talent, great. Not a problem. I have no issues with that whatsoever. But for people to sit there and go, oh, you people who hated his world title run are now hypocrites because you like this one segment. No. Fuck you. And your arrogant fucking bullshit.
So, yeah. We were talking about Rusev there and having him put up with The Rock in his face. They're scheduled to have Big Show. Yeah, they're sorry. They're scheduled to have Big Show take on Rusev on Monday Night Raw tomorrow night. Now, why are they doing this on regular TV and not a pay per view?
Because you really want to see this clash of blubber on pay per view.
You don't think it's going to be good?
No. No. It's just one of those things that I don't think is pay-per-view worthy. This is a transition feud for Rusev. This is, okay, we had this thing with Mark Henry. It didn't quite work out the way we wanted to plan it. Who else have we got? Big Show. Okay, we'll put him in a feud with Big Show until we work out the next step for him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, are they putting this together as a test to see what kind of a fan reaction they have before it ends in a no contest or disqualification to see if it's something they might want to put on the next pay-per-view?
They quite possibly would have an out. Mm-hmm. Quite possibly. But at the same time, if they don't, it doesn't really matter. You know, this could be the thing of, you know, we're at Raw, we've got the Big Show wants to, like, passes out or there's a DQ or something, and all of a sudden you hear, you know, Mr. Angle's music. Yeah. Who knows?
Hmm. Yeah, well, you never know. But, what about putting The Rock with Rusev? Would you want to see that?
Nah. I don't know. Rusev doesn't do it in the ring for me.
No.
I mean, if The Rock's going to come back for anything, I'd prefer it to be with a younger talent and not something we've seen 1,000 times before, but...
Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
I would like, you know what... I don't know, Rusev. I don't think he's ready for a rub that big. Like, even if he loses, the fact that he tried to go up against The Rock would be enormous. You know, that alone is a big rub.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you know, you got a point. I'm not so sure I'm ready to see Rock and Rusev, but. How would you like to see Triple H and The Rock one more time at WrestleMania?
Okay, were you here like 90 seconds ago where I said I didn't want to see Rock come back for something we've seen 100 times before?
Yeah, well, I was kind of hoping that that would be like, you know, considering something else other than, you know, Rock and Triple H.
No.
So you're like totally against it completely.
When Rock comes back, he says he wants to do things that are different, things he hasn't done before, which is why he got into feuds with Cena. We've seen The Rock and Triple H. That was old hat attitude era. And here's why. Four words. End of an era.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it at that. Don't do the once in a lifetime bullshit thing again. If you mark a match, end of an era, end it. Don't rehash the past at this point. If Rock's going to come back for a WrestleMania match, make it someone significant. Make it someone who can really use that rub and run with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Mace, what would your feeling be on Triple H versus The Rock at WrestleMania? At WrestleMania.
Oh, that's of two minds. I straight out don't like the idea of putting Triple H and The Rock together.
Okay.
However, if they're going to do it,
mm-hmm.
don't make it the focus of WrestleMania.
Yeah, and you're afraid that they're going to do that.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you have the COO who wrestles once a year against Mr. Bring It by Satellite. then we're getting into the John Cena Once Upon a Time Again match situation. As I posted in our production chat here, a photo from the WWE memes Facebook page, which shows like seven different times The Rock and Triple H have gone up against each other throughout the years. We've seen this match. We have seen it quite a lot. And I'll be honest, they're not going to do any better than their ladder match at SummerSlam 98.
You know, that was a hell of a match.
Which was absolutely fantastic. Yeah, they're not going to top that, no matter how much it is. And for all the people who said, it'll draw money. Yeah, it'll draw money, but at the same time, to bring those two guys in, you're looking at two, maybe four guys who are suddenly pushed off. Yeah, WrestleMania is meant to be the big payday, the reward at the end of a long year's work. To take that spot away once again for nearly 3 years in a row,
mm-hmm.
it's just not fair on the talent that worked their asses off.
You've got so much time at WrestleMania, and let's face it, there are matches they could put together that they never do for Mania. There's filler there that we don't want to see. It happens. Okay. Well, as long as they don't make it main event, and of course they won't make it main event, I could see it being like maybe the third last match or fourth last match. To tell you the truth, I wouldn't mind seeing them hook up one more time in the ring. Let it be a nostalgia kick kind of thing. I don't care what you want to call it. I don't have a problem with it. And, with that segment tease with the two of them, face to face with each other, it just almost felt like they were gauging, audience reaction to me, to see if maybe this is something they might want to put together, because this would be perfect timing for them to start building it up.
I think it was more the reports that had come out over the last month that they were thinking about doing Triple H versus The Rock at WrestleMania.
Yeah, it just seemed to be, it just felt to me like they were testing the waters.
Yeah, well, I hope the water testing didn't work out because let's face it, if they're going to put those two guys together, you know it's not going to be an undercard match. They're going to push it to be the main event.
Oh, no. I'm going to have to disagree with you on this one completely.
The ego's Triple H and The Rock. No. That is a fucking headline match.
Not when Brock Lesnar has that title, and this will, and WrestleMania will be probably be his last appearance in WWE, because I don't think he's signing another. He's extending his contract.
He signed on the 2016.
Oh, so I missed that report. He signed.
Yeah, last year he signed for 3 years.
Okay. Because the last reports I heard, his contract was coming up and he wasn't planning on renewing anytime soon. But, okay, fine. But I'm still disagreeing with you, because let's face it, we all pretty much collectively believe, don't we, that Lesnar is holding the belt to WrestleMania? That being the case, I just don't see anybody's ego imposing their will on the main event not being a title match. I don't know. As long as it's not anywhere near, like, as long as they keep it like three matches away from the main event, I don't have a problem with it. Now, honestly.
They wouldn't do. It's either semi-main or main event.
It'd be semi-main diva match main event.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing it. I'm just, the matchup, sure. Let's, again, keep it away from the main or the semi, and because you can't have it second last. Because that's, that's the match that you want to put out there to just let everybody catch their breath before you supposedly put on a barn burner for the last match of the show. Triple H versus The Rock, I don't know necessarily if it's going to, if it would be a barn burner nowadays, but I'm sure that, it just the hype of it itself would put the match over. But I guess we'll just have to see in the upcoming weeks and a couple of months whether or not they're actually going to go in that direction. So I don't know. Yeah.
If you're putting those guys on the card and expect them to become some sort of draw for tickets, then that speaks volumes of how little faith they have in their current roster.
Well, it's kind of tricky. I don't know. But one person I think is really a rising star in WWE, and he's ascending that ladder meteorically, in my opinion. Dean Ambrose. Did you guys catch his talk about the Attitude Era this past week?
I tried to ignore it, but it seemed to pop up everywhere I fucking looked.
Yeah. Well, I get what he was talking about. There's a lot of good stuff in the Attitude area, and there's some incredible wrestling and action in the ring. But there was also some really bad shit coming out of the Attitude era, too. And, of course, now, over 10 years later, almost 15 years after the Attitude era, everybody loves to wax nostalgic and remember all of the cool things that happened. And it happens with every era. People conveniently forget the crap. I mean, 10 years from now, we're going to be looking at what's going on right now with WWE and remembering the good stuff and conveniently ignoring all the crap. Now, a lot of people are going to say, well, there's a lot more crap happening now than there was during the Attitude Era. I don't know. If you look at absolutely everything that went on side by side, I don't know if you could say that. I think that Attitude Era, I'm with Dean Ambrose. It really had its fair share of crap. I mean, when you let Vince Russo write all of the shows, let's face it, he would stumble on a gem every now and then that got fleshed out by Vince and all the other creative staff. But he also put out a lot of dogs.
I'm sorry, I find all that completely and utterly moot when I see on Twitter that on Monday Night Raw we're going to get Ambrose versus Cena in a contract on a pole match.
Now, you say contract on the pole match. Fine. Like the winner gets to face Rollins in Hell in a Cell, and you guys don't see Ambrose losing this one, do you, to John Cena?
I kind of do.
Yeah.
Because the story is that the loser gets Orton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the problem that we have is Cena Orton has been happening 50 million times. We're kind of sick of that one, too, aren't we?
See, because Ambrose Rollins is the much hotter match.
Mm-hmm.
Much hotter.
Mm-hmm.
But it means getting Cena and Orton for the umpteenth thousandieth time.
Well, I don't know. Well, before we go any further on this thing, why don't we take our next time out here? We'll finish talking. You know, this is what they do on WWE programming. They'll stop right in the middle of it to go to break and then come back and finish it off. That's what we're gonna do, everybody. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll be back in just about 5 minutes or so. The evolution of online sports entertainment. Wrestle Talk Radio is back.
Yes!
I know. The show hasn't gone anywhere. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying WrestleTalkRadio.com is back.
Yes!
Visit all the new historical WrestleTalkRadio.com to learn about the history of the show and hear shows from the past that you never thought you would ever hear again.
Yes!
Plus, you can now follow the show on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night.
What?
Like us on Facebook.
What?
Go to Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio.
Yes!
Once again, visit the all-new WrestleTalkRadio.com today.
Yes!
Will you stop that?
No!
Cut it out!
No!
I've got cookies.
Maybe.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
The first award was crowd participation. Your choices were Fandangoing, yes, Let's Go Cena, Cena Sucks, and What's Up? Sub, what's your pick?
I think I picked Cena Sucks.
No, you didn't.
What was this? You're great.
I love these picks.
Sub, you picked Yes, Yes, Yes.
Oh, yeah, Daniel O'Brien, of course.
Yeah!
why didn't I hear that? You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
And that was the one that won. Got that right.
Sure. Holy shit.
But because you changed your pick...
No, I didn't hear the option of Daniel O'Brien yet. The guy's magical. He's a magical little guy.
The LOL moment of the year. Your choices were The Great Khali and Jinder Mahal try to snake charm Santino's Cobra.
You know, when you say it like that, that sounds so wrong.
I know. So
I'm going to say I went with the first one where they try to chain the Cobra.
No, you didn't.
What did he say?
He said he picked the snake charmer. No. No.
Well, see, that's what I figured I would go with.
That's what Rob picked. You picked Titus O'Neil throwing up. You were wrong. It was the Rock concert.
Jesus, that was way off there.
Insult of the year, Sub.
Fuck, I have no idea what I went with. I'm going to go with the Big Show and Stephanie.
Congratulations, you picked the winning one. Today.
Can I trade in the ones when I like get a wrong swap them? Do I trade two of them in for a win?
Diva of the year.
I'll go with the Funkadactyl chick. No, because I know it was AJ Lee. Do I want to win now?
Hold on.
Or do I stick to my gun?
So which one are you picking?
Funkadactyl.
All right, so you picked AJ last week. You picked the Funkadactyls this week. Ace and Crispy picked AJ. That's all wrong. Rob picked the Bella Twins, and the Bella Twins won the award.
Suck it, bitches.
When you calculate everyone's pick, CB Radio and WTR pick. Subway, you were 500. You were 4-4. You did the best out of everybody.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh my god. Wait.
Down.
I think my mind, I think my head just exploded. I'm done. I'm
thinking something disconnected from my brain.
I ain't taking calls. I came to kick ass tonight.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Wild Talk Radio. The network everyone else steals from.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com, and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge. You're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
And apparently, welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Sorry for the extended break. Somebody is having issues.
Tim got pounced.
He got pounced tonight. Cause
is this sad that I miss him? This is sad. No. I'm Monty Brown.
That's what I mean. Monty Brown, Marcus Corbani just left.
He just disappeared into the ether one day, and we haven't heard anything since.
He went to go take care of his family, I believe the thing was. I think that's what happened with him.
Yeah, that's what happened. He went and...
He took care of his sister's kids or something like that.
Yeah, which is all good, you know. I've got nothing against the dude, you know, deciding family comes first, but... He was just one of those real over-the-top personalities that you really enjoyed, and it's like, well, and he's gone. Oh, shit.
And he's gone. See ya. Sayonara. See you later. But yeah, sorry for the extended break, because, you know, Tim is still rebooting, because, you know.
I do think it is nice of you playing TNA's theme, since most people won't hear him anymore.
And I went old school, too.
I know. Since it's been like Scott Hall's music.
We went Scott Hall, we went Triple X, Christian, Kevin Nash, and, you know, Monty Brown, too.
Nash had some of the worst freaking music.
Yeah. Could have been worse. Actually, have you got it there, Rock? Can you fire us up some Kings of Wrestling?
Kings of... Oh.
or even worse, the Flying Elvises.
Oh, the Flying Elvises. Give me what I was, you know, trying to do something else. But alright, yeah, here we go. Let's dig through the TNA library because we got to kill some time. The man's computer is still trying to load up.
He upgraded, which means Tim's still working on something from like the early 90s. Hand crank computer.
Upgraded. Oh, that's funny. Anyway, here's some Kings of Wrestling.
God, that's terrible. What retarded monkey do they have doing their theme music?
It sounds like they ripped off Kryptonite.
Yeah, it does. It does.
I can remember watching Ring of Honor shows with Chris Hero, who used Kryptonite, and he would wait until he actually gets to the whole thing of do they call me Superman and everything. So like he went all the way up to the chorus, which was like nearly 2.5 minutes into the song. The only guy who's ever gone longer on his intro is Steve Corino.
That's his suit. Wow, that's an awful copy in that folder. Wow. That's the Chris Hero Superman remix in the Ring of Honor folder. That was horrible sounding. How about this one? Tell me if you remember who these people were.
Okay. Help me on that, because that's just generic TNA music.
Phi Delta Slam.
Oh, God.
Fucking hell.
God. The vaguest of memories.
Alright, here, how about this one?
Didn't they bring in the Honky Tonk Man for a little bit?
No, but you're on the right track.
Is it Glenn Gilberti?
No.
That wasn't the Flying Elvises.
No, Johnny B. Bad.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck, man.
I was going to say Johnny B. Bad.
Okay, Mark Marrow.
Mark Marrow.
Yeah. Thank you for correcting that, Rock.
I know, I hit the enter before I hit enter before I...
Come on, Rock, one more. I'm having fun with this.
We're gonna, you know. Alright, how about this one?
Is that Saban?
That's not Chris Saban.
Jerry Lynn.
Is that Ring of Honor, ECW, WWE?
TNA.
Early TNA.
TNA. It's not early. TNA? It's TNA.
Early TNA.
Yeah. Black Rain.
Oh.
Yeah, let's go back 10 years and like to get TNA.
Well, the theme tonight for the show, Tim, was old TNA theme music, so that's where we went to this kick. If you didn't pick up on it.
Can you say that again? I didn't hear you.
The theme of the show was old TNA music throughout the night. We did Scott Hall, Triple X, Christian, Kevin Nash, and came back to Monty Brown.
Mm.
So that's why we're sort of...
Then we got nostalgic about old gimmicks. And here we are.
And here's Omega's favorite.
Can I guess? Is that Rob Van Dam?
Worst fucking theme.
Yeah, Rob Van Dam.
That was TNA trying to capture the magic that was Pantera's walk.
And he outsourced that Van Damme himself.
Yeah, I know. That's even worse. Did you ever see the video clip for that?
Uh-huh.
It was, oh, God, that was terrible.
Yeah. Now, this has nothing to do with TNA, but here's a 16-bit theme for you.
What the hell?
Ole, ole, ole.
You got that? You like that one?
Man, there used to be some... I remember the back in the days when MIDI was the only format you could get like wrestlers' themes in.
Uh-huh.
They had, like, they ranged from absolutely terrible to, oh my god, it was almost like they recreated the actual music.
Yeah.
The
there
fact
was an
art still...
to MIDI. There really was.
Oh yeah, and the fact that there's still people out there doing it today, you know, bravo to them, because it's been a dead format for many, many years, but, mm-hmm. you know, bravo for trying to have the creativity to do it.
And here's one more.
Holy shit, it's an improvement!
That's catchier.
That's a lot more listenable.
You know what? You want to get Adam Rose over? Give him a 16-bit gimmick.
Right. Oh, here's one. Here's one.
He comes out in blocky trunks.
Here's one that's actually impressive. Can't you figure that one out?
Is just like an itch inside the back of my brain that I can't reach to scratch. It's just so close to it.
Yeah. It's going to be something so fucking obvious, but, you know.
So obvious. Yeah.
Definitely not from A Clockwork Orange. Good movie.
Here you go. Hear the difference?
Yeah, the other version was better.
It was Tyler Breeze, for those not paying attention in the chat room, and we'll throw out one more. We'll do this one, because you guys mentioned him earlier. Any idea?
We mentioned him earlier. It could be just about fucking anybody.
Hot dog here. Get your hot dog here.
Oh,
God, Ambrose.
That was Ambrose?
Yeah, it's just so generic to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Holy cow. Hey, do you have the Wyatts?
As a matter of fact?
Shock.
Fuck.
My God, that is really good. That makes me want to go out and grab, like, you know, what was it? What did they use to, like, WWF Royal Rumble on the Super Nintendo and insert Wyatt into it now?
Hey, you know, that theme had me picking up both of my phones with a flashlight turned on and waving them not in unison. Ironically enough, we got the Wyatt on my screen on SummerSlam, and everybody's got their cell phones up.
Please tell me you've got those in MP3 format, because I want that to put in my WWE 2K14 game later.
These are all MP3s.
Oh, sweet, I have to get them off you.
Now here's the last one.
Stardust.
Oh, come on!
It's the Kitty Fiddler.
They even made Stardust. Yeah.
Who did all of this?
It's something called 16-bit themes, or they have a whole YouTube channel. So go check them out.
There's got to be some, you know. Yeah,
I've heard Omega and I. Well, Omega linked me to something along the same lines, but they did it for a lot of Japanese TV shows, like the Japanese Kamen Rider and Super Sentai and stuff like that. And they're absolutely brilliant. Like,
the guy started doing Daft Punk all of a sudden.
Eh?
Yeah, just like out of nowhere.
It's like amazing to see that people are creative enough to still use MIDI and do it extremely well.
Not even MIDI, they're taking like the actual instruments from the Super Nintendo and making new music.
Well, you know, somewhere on the interwebs, someplace, there's got to be a website that automatically converts MP3s into MIDI.
No, it never works. They made converters like that before, they never come out right.
With advancements in technology, it still sucks.
Yeah, no one's advancing MIDI technology.
Well, Tim's working on it, because, you know, it's his favorite technology. Old.
It's still new to him, damn it.
you deserve a kick in the nuts. Somebody will give you one someday.
Isn't it about 300 at this point?
I'll even pay them.
No, you won't.
$9.99.
You pay them?
What? I'll pay them $9.99 to kick you in the nuts.
Yeah, no, that won't happen.
There you go. All right. Well,
I'm on YouTube. You know how many people want to kick me in the nuts?
Half the people that watch it. You guys want to continue on with the show or keep wasting time?
What's the difference?
Right, let's waste time continuing on.
I know, I'm now on that 16-bit themes YouTube channel, and wow, some of these are actually really good.
I have to admit, I was kind of impressed with the Wyatts, because that was damn good.
Oh my god, they actually made Zack Ryder's one listenable.
You want Zack Ryder? Here we go. Well, this one's John Cena, but here.
I can just see him walking down the ramp in 16 bits right now.
Yeah, I know. That's the scariest thing about all of these is I could imagine, like, the 16-bit versions of them in, like, a really badly made...
Zack Ryder would come to the ring in that music.
He would. He really, really probably would.
It's impressive, like, the list that they've got on this thing. Like, I'm seeing, like, Cesaro... There's Henry, they've done Sting, Big E, Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, Jack Swagger and Zeb Coulters, Bad News Barrett.
We the people!
That one actually came out pretty good.
That is. That was a well-turned-out rendition.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, he found something good.
He found what he wants.
Rock vaudevillians.
No.
16.
Now, that is so ironically fitting.
16-bit in the 30s.
What's sad is that they don't use the Steam anymore.
I know. I tuned into NXT the other week and they were on, and
they're
not using this music anymore. And I'm like, oh, that sucks, because that was
good music. It actually fit, and now it's all like William Regal-ish. It doesn't work as well.
All right. Well, I suppose we should continue on with the show. As much as we don't wanna.
Might as well, you know, I guess. What's up next? Time for the all-time greatest?
I am the greatest!
You know, I sent you the script.
Did you get someone to record it?
you never told me to. You just, like, you said, well, he'll get a script. And then you said, well, are you going to get somebody to read it? And I'm like, dude.
Wait, did you just say, you didn't tell me to, and I just said to do it before, and you just repeated that I did tell you. You can ask people.
Get somebody to record it.
Oh, it's my job to get the recorder. Okay, I see how it is now. All right.
Sure.
All right, because you're, you know. Anyway, as we bicker about it, Scorpion Deathlock versus Camel Clutch. Omega, go.
That's actually a tougher call than it should be. Because it's very similar moves. They target the back, but one immobilizes the arms, one immobilizes the legs.
As you sit here and decide, we'll have background music. 16-bit background music. Keep going. Folks, why not?
No, I'm going to go for the Deathlock.
How come?
Honestly, I just like the look of the move better. Like, there's something about the Camel Clutch. I mean, it looks like it hurts, but it doesn't look as I don't know. There's less showmanship to it. Now you're sitting on a guy and wrenching his neck back. Effective, mm-hmm. But it's not quite as technically convincing as the Deathlock.
All right, it's one for the Scorpion Deathlock. Mace.
Omega is right. This is a lot harder than what it should be. I'm going to go with the Camel Clutch in this case, actually. It's simple, it does the damage it needs to, and let's face it, it gave the Iron Sheik an awesome catchphrase.
Many years later.
Yeah.
Not while he's wrestling. Just many years later. As we hear Tim typing in the background. Repeatedly.
Yeah, well, shit happens.
So paying attention to the show. So professional. Alright, so that's one for the Camel Clutch. Tim, break the tie.
Well, you know, you take a look at the two moves, and the primary factor is ideally wrenching the lower back. I mean, with the Camel Clutch, you've also got the yanking of the, you know, the neck. If you've got a really strong neck muscle set, then you could resist it long enough to actually escape it. And the Camel Clutch is more escapable than the Scorpion Deathlock. The idea with Scorpion Deathlock, aside from looking, you know, to paraphrase Omega, aside from looking prettier, the idea is that it's really putting some massive major force on your shin at the same time. And it's easier to recover in the ring from the Camel Clutch. It's easier to get out of the Camel Clutch than a Scorpion Deathlock. You know, the Camel Clutch. Can we call it the Accolade? Yes. It's the same damn thing. You know, and Rusev just doesn't make it look as impressive as Iron Sheik made it look. Apples, you know, apples and oranges and grapefruits. I gotta go Scorpion Deathlock.
So the Scorpion Deathlock moves on. Sharpshooter versus Ankle Lock.
You set this up well.
Mace.
Ankle Lock. Because it is legit as you can get. This is a move that is also used in MMA. This is a move that if you do it wrong, you can actually twist somebody's ankle off of their body. So, just for the pure realness of the move itself, I'm giving it to the Ankle Lock.
Omega.
Sharpshooter. Because A, the Ankle Lock is real and authentic, and I think that's a strike against it in a
performance where no one's supposed to really hurt each other. And B, the modern ankle lock as we know it as a WWE or pro wrestling submission in general looks so fucking easy to escape. You got a free leg, you got your free arms, and they flail about. You know, like this is like impossible to get away from. It's never been a convincing move to me.
I think Omega's confused by the music in the background. No?
I don't hear music in the background.
You don't hear it anymore? All right. How about that?
No.
Anyway. Alright, so he goes with the sharpshooter. Tim, break the tie.
Well, you know, sharpshooter, scorpion deathlock, what's the difference? One guy worked for one company, the other guy worked for another company. Ankle lock, yes, potentially very dangerous. You could snap somebody's foot right off. Gonna disagree with Omega as far as, well, it's a sport where you're not supposed to hurt anybody. One of the reasons why us wrestling purists like Japanese wrestling, the classic Japanese wrestling, is because of it being Japanese strong style. And they don't just put on a show, they put on a show that will hurt you. And, you know, Japanese strong style, it's almost a step down from MMA. I mean, it's, these guys stiff you every chance they get. And, it's just that adds to the realism. So I'm gonna just discount what you said about that. just on that basis. But, again, it comes down to which hold is technically quote unquote easier to get out of. Well, you know, like the sharpshooter as a submission move, same thing as the scorpion deathlock. You're not supposed to be able to actually break that hold. I mean, that's it. You're strapped into it, and that's, you know, you tap out or you pass out, a la Stone Cold Steve Austin. Ankle lock, yeah, it's going to hurt the fuck out of you. It could break your ankle. It could snap your foot right off, but there are counters that are readily apparent and available, if you know what you're doing with the ankle lock. You know, sharpshooter, scorpion deathlock, same idea. I'm picking sharpshooter.
Well, there you go. The sharpshooter moves on.
What a shock. Tim picks the sharpshooter.
Don't you be saying I picked sharpshooter because of Bret Hart. I picked sharpshooter because of the scorpion deathlock.
Oh, Canada.
Punch and kick your nuts.
No, it's I sing and stomp your nuts.
Well, I'll stomp your nuts.
God, if you're going to use a reference nobody gets anymore, at least make it right. Oh, God.
John Cena in the background. Rock, you're a prick.
Well, I was playing before you made your decision. No, and just to go along with the theme of the night, we'll put this in the background really quickly.
I miss this stable so fucking much.
So the sharpshooter and scorpion deathlock move on. Next week in the all-time greatest, the conversation continues with the top, let's see, the frog splash versus the top rope.
You're a jerk.
What? Team Canada. What? Frog splash versus top rope elbow drop, and the figure four battles the cobra clutch. Next week as the conversation continues, Tim.
You're still a jerk.
Why am I a jerk? What did I do? Play Team Canada's theme?
Well, you did it to be a smartass, not because, you know, for any other reason. That's what makes you a jerk. It's because you're trying to be a smartass.
Well, you know.
Yeah, why don't you just, you know, follow the buzzards and let's do it.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Russell Talk Radio quick hits. That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them. Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
And just for that, Tim, we're going to have special background music for this segment. Well, the 16-bit Wyatt theme is the background.
That's awesome enough. I can deal with that.
You can deal with that for this week?
I can deal with that. Because the 16-bit, the Wyatt family theme music in MIDI is awesome.
All right, Maze, what were you doing at 11 p.m. last night?
What was I doing at 11 p.m. last night? I was watching compilations of cat videos from Vine.
Why?
Because I've tamed a habit of watching Vine compilation videos before I go to sleep. They actually put me to sleep. And this time around, I just happened to pick the ones that were all cats.
Okay. Tim, how should the NFL... how should ties be broken in the NFL?
Well, they have tiebreakers in the regular season right now, don't they?
No, the game today ended in a tie, 37-37 after overtime.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, then maybe they could adopt, NFL tiebreaker. You start on the 50-yard line in overtime, whoever has the ball, and you go 5 minutes in overtime. And, of course, you've got four downs to get the ball into the end zone.
That's sort of like college rule, but they start at like the 25 or 20.
Well, start at midfield, right? And you get four straight downs. No, you don't get three downs to get an extra set of downs. You get four downs to get into the end zone, either field goal or break the plane and get a touchdown. And then the other team has to match at the very least match your score. If you get a field goal, then all they have to do to win is get a touchdown.
That's sort of like college rules.
That's what they do in the CFL.
I figured you'd gone with the NHL rules, like instead of a shootout, it's a kickoff.
Fuck off! I hate the shootout. I'm a purist when it comes to hockey. The shootout sucks. Fuck the shootout.
All right.
You're surprised when I said that, aren't you?
No, I really wasn't.
No, I know you weren't, because you know how much I hate the fucking shootout.
That's why I brought it up.
Well, why would you expect me to say, do it like hockey and have a shootout? Give all the football players hockey sticks and see if they can slap shot the football through the uprights. Is that what you wanted me to say?
No, I was going to say just keep have everyone kick the ball through the uprights. Whoever misses, first loses. Anyway, Omega, do you own something from Hot Topic?
That's a good question. I think I've got a belt somewhere that I used for a costume once upon a time, but I think that's about it.
Okay. Maze, who would you rather do CrossFit with? Seth Rollins or Luke Harper?
Nobody.
You have to pick one or the other.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I absolutely despise CrossFit in every shape and form. It is a stupid, absolutely terrible form of quote-unquote exercise that does nothing but destroy your fucking body. And if there's anybody out there that's listening that fucking does it, go
learn
fucking medical fucking history and realize that you're doing something that's going to fucking ruin your body by the time you're fucking 40.
But if you had a choice, Seth Rollins or Luke Harper?
Neither. I'd be telling them both to go fuck themselves for being CrossFit retards.
You would really tell Luke Harper that?
Yes!
I can see Mace.
I tell the fucking CrossFitters that they're fucking morons!
I can see Mace saying that to both Ambrose and Wyatt, but I see Ambrose going crazy on Mace before Wyatt does.
Ambrose and Wyatt, and when the question was Rollins,
those names completely wrong.
Rollins and Harper,
Luke Harper, whatever.
Rollins, not Ambrose. Rollins and Harper, Wyatt.
Well, I'm just SummerSlam, okay? Shut up.
Wyatt and Ambrose. Okay.
That would be interesting.
So when you do CrossFit with Rowan and Reigns.
When you do the cross face with Roman and Reigns, do you cripple them?
Tim, if you were a type of bird, what type of bird would you be and why?
A fucking dodo.
I'd be a buzzard just so you'd follow me.
No.
Tim, I've seen your Twitter account. No one follows you.
I raise my hand, Omega. You must have high five.
And I can't respond to that without feeling bad, because it would be a dig against Mace, and I like Mace, so I don't want to put a dig against him. But it would be basically...
I actually gained followers this week, so fuck you.
You're welcome. I still have more
than you. It's nothing to do with you.
I still have more than you do. Nobody will have as many followers on Twitter as Omega. Let's face it. The guy is a snob or something.
Yeah, I'm a snob.
Yeah, you are so the most not snobbish person I've ever known. What the fuck did he just say?
So we're going to let him be a buzzard?
Shit. I know the sound clip. I know the sound clip for Mace next week.
Alright, so we're leaving him as a buzzard. Okay. Mango, if you were a type of cake, what type of cake would you be and why?
Devil's food.
Type of cake?
Yes.
I never even think about my type of, like, cake types. I want to be a Black Forest cake.
Why?
Because that way people won't know if I'm a lie or not. It's an outside reference that the right people will get.
You would be a Black Forest cake, so people would know if you were alive or not.
People would know if I was a lie or not. Lie, Tim.
I said a lie.
You said alive, Tim.
No, I said a lie. I'm just saying it around a bunch of blueberry pie.
Whatever, stop plugging shit.
I'm eating pie. Are we done? Apparently, we're done. Yay! Everybody's been listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestling Talk right on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Hey, isn't there a pay-per-view in 2 weeks?
Maybe.
You're not sure? We'll let you look it up while I tell everybody to tune into the Wild Talk Radio Network tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, right after wrestling. It's the Raw post-show.
It is the Raw post-show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be on the air giving you the breakdown for Monday Night Raw, what we liked, what we didn't like, all that fun stuff. Tune in as the breakup of the Wyatt family continues and the fangirl cries some more. Tune in, it's the Raw post-show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern.
Woohoo! Thursday night, it's the Rack at, what is it? Or no, you guys are still on Thursday. Did you move to like 10 o'clock Eastern?
We did. Yeah, no,
you did.
About like 3 months ago.
Don't you have like interviews with people that you couldn't connect with?
We have an interview with Michael Kingston from this past week, and eventually it'll be available in archive once Kane Kins gets around to send me a recap. So you can check that out Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Check out the show on Twitter at WTR_Rack and Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. And check out the website, RackRadioShow.com, and check out the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 3 Episode 5 review right now. And coming later this week, Episode 6 and 7 reviews. Yes.
Saturday nights, they play cards.
Yes, yes we do. Cards Against Humanity.
Against Humanity!
Yes, Cards Against Humanity around 10 p.m. You know, whenever we decide...
really pull some really weird shit, too.
Yeah, whenever we decide to arrive and it's convenient for Omega, we show up and play cards and make fun of King Kids, because that's...
convenient for Omega.
You know, we eventually show up for Omega. Conveniency. Anyway, dude, we make fun of King Kins. It's Cards Against Humanity. Then it's followed by CB Radio, the Weird, the Wacky, the Unusual at midnight-ish Eastern. You can follow that show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR and Facebook.com/cigarettebuttsandbandanas. Go back eventually and listen to last week's episode, as we had all a bunch of Blame Robs and NFL picks and music, movie game, and all that fun stuff, and we'll probably do some of the same this coming week as well. And with the major breaking news announcement we had on the show that changed the face of CB Radio, we have a website, cbradiolive.com. Check it out. It only took 352 episodes. We have an actual domain, cbradiolive.com.
There you go. Yeah, and once again, next Sunday night's another edition of WTR, or Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. Regular time, 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain Time. And, yeah, there's a pay-per-view coming up, so get ready to play another edition of WTR Pick'em. Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter not once, but twice. You can follow me at GoNHLGo, and you can also follow me at ManKitchenTV on Twitter.
Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow the show on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night, facebook.com/Wrestle Talk Radio. Follow Lindsay on Twitter at Lynn's Word, and check out her Behance at Behance.net/Lynn's Word, and check out WTRProductions.com.
The boys are rehearsed.
I was about to say, are we done, or is Mace going to plug something?
I suppose I must. Follow me as usual at the Mace thing, or not, whatever. I don't really give a flying fuck. But what you should do is go and subscribe to youtube.com/WTRGamesGarage, where I actually put out an actual review with, like, editing and video and flashy stuff.
Yeah, it's weird. It's almost like he actually does stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's like I actually gave a shit for 5 minutes.
Hey, you know what? He does put his heart and soul into it, so it's worth checking out.
Yeah, I'm currently in talks with many, many companies about getting interviews and everything for the upcoming PAX Australia event at the end of this month, which should hopefully really work out, because at the moment I'm waiting on an email back from the guys at 2K, the guys from Microsoft. I've been in contact with Warner Brothers Studios, which does the Mortal Kombat games, a whole heap of indies, and yeah, it's just amazing. This time around, it's actually starting to come together a little bit. Speaking of gaming stuff, I got a friend of mine who is participating in Extra Life, a gaming charity event that benefits the children of the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. If you head on over to extralife.org and search out the name Shani Walker, that's C-H-A-N-I space W-A-L-K-E-R, on October 25th, she'll be gaming for 24 hours straight, but is currently taking donations. Last year, she made just a bit under $500, so hopefully with a bit of promotion, she'll be able to make hopefully double that this year. So head on over to Extra Life and search for Shani Walker and give her a donation. Because the children's.
There you go. How's the independent professional wrestling scene going in Australia?
Don't ask.
I won't ask. Even though I did. Omega, do you have anything else you want to plug besides all the stuff that Rock plugged for you?
I never plugged any of his stuff.
Yeah, what?
I plugged Lindsay's stuff. I didn't plug Omega's stuff.
I know. Jesus, you guys. One of these days you'll play along, and I'll be surprised that you actually get it. Omega, plug.
My stuff can be found at tjomega.org or TJ Omega on YouTube. TJ Omega is also my Twitter account. For Facebook, it is TJ Reviews. I still hate that man. I don't even know who he is, and I hate him.
Watch this stuff. Tim, stick about. We have like 15 seconds.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next Sunday night. Have yourselves a great week.
WildTalkRadio.com.